Fight.
There's assorted mayhem going on around the world and here in our own backyards. But there's also March Madness. And we got a little old contest coming up in our third hour of America tonight to get you primed for it. I'll run through a couple of the scores and tell you about a couple of the matchups quickly on Friday. It's all about the numbers. You win, you move on, you lose, you're done. This is why people argue that there should be a playoff system in college football. Hi, my name's Kate Delaney, and this is, of course, America Tonight. So what better way to start? If you're listening to me and you're thinking, March Madness, I hate college hoops. They were trying to force that bracket on me at work, and I wanted nothing to do with it. Then you are in the minority, my friend, because 100 million people, that's the estimate anyway, fill out those stinking brackets. And they don't care about college hoop, but they care about the teams and winning. So they're sitting at their desks, checking the scores, sneaking a look every chance they get to see if they've made it past the various rounds and how many points they've gotten in the pool. And they have the daily winners, so they'll show who's leading after the first and the second round. And they give points for all the rounds. Numbers of points add up for all the wins that you have until you get to a national title and whatnot. So March Madness is very much a part of the American culture. It truly, it is. It's bigger, betting-wise, than the Super Bowl, if you believe that. All right, speaking of numbers, the numbers don't add up when it comes to Afghanistan. And today, Hamid Karzai, the president of Afghanistan, goes on a little bit of a verbal rampage saying that, one, the troops need to get back to all of the bases and get out of the villages, and that the country is ready to stand on its own. Our defense secretary, Leon Panetta, was visiting with Karzai. He must have heard something different because he didn't emerge from the meetings saying that they were rethinking any kind of a timetable. It's 2014 right now. 2014 is too late because you have 16 people that were killed. Whatever motivated the soldier, it doesn't matter in the sense that it's already done. And it is added on the nightmare of the burning of some Qurans, whether it is a ridiculous thing to think or say, because there were a couple of them. It was at Bagram Air Force Base, and there were messages that were being relayed. That was the way to send messages. So that story is taken out of context. Then that's not surprising. The Taliban seizes upon the propaganda machine, and they churn out something completely different on the other end. What they're saying now is no peace talks, will behead American soldiers, and now the target is overwhelming. Why should anybody risk their necks in this situation? Because you cannot win. You cannot win in Afghanistan. Staying there is pointless. Time to leave. If I were the president, we'd be moving the tanks right now. And I don't care what I said on the campaign trail. The game has changed. Period. End of story. I don't get reelected. Oh, well. I can sleep better at night because I'm not writing more letters or calling more people, more widows, to say, your husband was killed in a terrible IED attack going to some village on some remote road somewhere. And there's already been too many of those narratives out there, too many of them. You might disagree, and that's fine. Whether you agree or disagree, you can always flip your 2 cents into the pile. 800-259-5791. Coming up, we're going to lighten the load for a few minutes and talk about St. Patrick's Day. That's coming up next. Talk about the meaning behind St. Patrick's Day, how it was started, and more importantly, what it means to be Irish and the whole cultural thing and what it's like in Ireland, things that people wouldn't, I think, really understand about the people in Northern Ireland and the country as a whole. So we got a great guest waiting in the wings. First, though, let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hello, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. You know, I don't think I've ever heard you be so stringent, except about when you were talking about if you were the president. I truly have never heard you sound so angry.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's time to leave. Yep. It's time to leave.
But first off, I want to say I'm so glad I caught Jeff Atticott. I just love that man. And if there was two people I could meet, he would be one of them.
I know. I like him, too.
He is fascinating. But with respect to a comment, all those people that helped us, half of them were on the take. I don't think there is truly a person over there that has helped us 100% with their heart. Because the Quran will come first, last, and foremost with Muslims. And anybody that does not get that just does not know Muslim or Islam. And if we don't get the hell out, we're going to see a bloodbath.
No, I think so, too. And that's what scares me to death, yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if I were the president, I would have had those troops out 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because why are we there? Russia failed. We're failing. And when a country says, get out of my country.
Get out.
We need to get out. Because until you have a son or a daughter or a husband, et cetera, serving in those hellholes, you don't get to rap about why we need to keep our troops there or anything else. When you have a very close family member there, then you can shoot off your mouth. Until then, I tell people to shut the hell up because I'm sorry. It's my family and other people's families that are suffering. And why? Why? Ask yourselves why. Why are we there? We're not doing a thing. Those people don't care about us, and they don't appreciate anything. But we're losing lives.
Yes,
and that poor guy that's going to go on trial, quote, unquote, full force of the law, which just jacks my jaws up when I
when you
heard
hear it,
that.
Yeah.
I just thought, bull. I'd add the rest of that, but I won't.
But he's a scapegoat, and you know that because
of course.
He's a scapegoat in the sense of let's go for the jugular, the death penalty, because that's convenient. We can say, look what we've done, get off our backs. Yeah.
Okay, then they better go after the jugular on Hassan at Fort Hood. They better take his jugular out.
I agree.
And I mean without any prospect of having appeals. I mean, that was just cold-blooded, premeditated. I mean, I can honestly say I don't believe the staff sergeant premeditated it. I think it was he nutted up, he did it, end of discussion, and I don't mean that it was right. Do not misunderstand that. But Hassan, he planned his attack for months, and there is a big difference.
Yeah, I think he planned his attack, absolutely. Izzy, thanks for the call for months.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
You too, and I think you're absolutely right. What happens is he's lawyered up, and the lawyer is the lawyer that's going to say he is insane. He's going to plead the insanity deal, try to really push that, and it's wrong. Absolutely, it's wrong. Now, one thing I disagree with, though, I think that Izzy's right. There are a lot of people that were on the take-up. In fact, who knows how many, a ton, but not everyone. I know people that work with some translators that swear by them, and in Afghanistan that they're not that way. So I can't go with the whole blanket there, but I would say she's right. There are plenty that are on the take and would switch back to the Taliban in a second. We're doing a little Irish thing next.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, 800-686-2000. 2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? ExtendoVite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, ExtendoVite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Catherine Shayna Fitzgerald Delaney. Do you think I'm Irish? Guess what? I am! And St. Patrick's Day is a big deal in my family. Deborah Henry joins us. She's the author of a brand new book. It's called The Whipping Club. Hey, Deborah.
Hey, how are you, Kate?
I'm good. I'm good. You know, you don't have to have an Irish name, though, to enjoy some green beer and celebrate St. Patty's Day, right?
Absolutely not. In fact, most people are Irish in America on St. Patty's Day.
That's so true, isn't it?
Right. It's just crazy. You know, in my opinion, that whole stereotype that gets perpetuated about the Irish drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I wonder how many people are actually Irish.
Exactly.
Exactly. The green beer, because they ain't drinking the green beer in Ireland.
Exactly. Exactly. So what is it that got you so involved in all things Ireland and Irish? Is it because of your background?
Yeah. You know, my grandmother came from the north, my grandfather from Galway, and I always was told about the ponies and the horses and the farms and all the food and the apples they ate off the tree. And my mother married a Jewish guy, which in the 1950s was nobody came to their wedding. Yeah, so I was curious one day, you know, what would it have looked like to have an interfaith marriage, you know, or be a child of an Irish-Jewish marriage in Dublin, and that's what kind of got me interested.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. And it's funny. That's very Irish, by the way, and very Jewish during those times not to come to that wedding. I have a similar story with my family.
You're kidding.
No. And because it was just, no. The all bets were off. And especially an Irish mother, because, you know, there's that thing about the Irish mother and the son. She doesn't really, they don't really want their sons to get married, or they want them to stay close to mama. At least in those
forever,
days.
Forever. Yeah. Don't get married, right.
Yeah, don't get married. There's that. That's a stereotype that is maybe going away, but certainly was alive and well then. So looking at the things that you saw and that stuff that you're writing about. What have we seen now? What are the transitions? I mean, what is a day in the life of an Irish person or an Irishman look like?
Well, today I think it's very similar to the day in the life of an American. You know, quite frankly, the entire world suffered from the economic downturn.
Yeah.
And, you know, that Celtic Tiger, 5 minutes of their allowed to eat more than a potato. They're suffering like we are. But, you know, they have a lot of the same morals that we have. They're really, really interested in education of their children. You know, as you know, the Irish are very family-oriented,
yes,
very loyal people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think they did so well in this country because they, you know, they have a lot of the same values.
Yeah, I agree with you. The, you know, in looking at the Irish culture, though, and looking at the celebration, you do know this. The St. Paddy's Day celebration, and you alluded to that at the beginning, talking about I wonder how many of the people that are really drinking the green beer are Irish. It's a little bit different in Ireland. I mean, they celebrate, but the celebrating is a little bit different than it is in the United States.
Well, yeah, you know, I mean, because everyone kind of knows that this, but like, you know, St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland,
yeah,
actually came to Ireland in the 5th century, became the saint in the 7th century. It takes a while to become a saint. And, you know, he came to spread Christianity. So, you know, St. Patrick's Day was really one day during Lent where everybody could have a little bit more of a festive, you know, day. But in Ireland, most people go to church on St. Patrick's Day. It's a religious,
yep,
holiday.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It is. It's a church day. Do you think everything that's happened, because you were there and you were doing research, and of course we see what's happening with the Catholic Church in the United States with all the things with the priests and the prosecutions.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. And in Ireland, I wonder, it's different. I wonder how they look at that when they see what's happening in the United States. Do you have any ideas on that?
Well, you know, they're looking at it, you know, with open eyes now, which thank goodness, because, you know, I'm,
yeah,
a firm believer that, you know, it's a great country. It's my country of heritage. I love it. It's green. The people are generous and beautiful. But there was a hidden underbelly going on. And what we're finding out about the priests and all of that here was just, it's bubbling over into everywhere, every corner of Ireland. I mean, Archbishop Martin is saying that we're going to be finding out and having to protect our children for centuries to come. I mean, this is a rampant problem in Ireland. Do you know that, Kate, last year only one priest was ordained in Dublin?
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Only one priest. And the year before that, not one person wanted to become a priest. They're really, really changing now. And I think it's a good thing because we need to sweep from underneath the carpet and get rid of all the secrets and the shame and the guilt and the anger. And, you know, that's how we'll move forward.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Well, we talked a little bit about the Irish lifestyles, about families, but it's very much like in the United States. Is there anything you think would surprise people to find out about the Irish lifestyle?
You know, I think most people don't realize how actually deep thinking the Irish are and how generous they are. You know, look at the Kennedys, for instance. You know, Eunice Kennedy started, you know, a whole thing for building, you know, the country,
Special Olympics.
So I think people would be surprised by that, and I think they're surprised probably by the cultural influences that are all over. I mean, they're not just storytellers, they're musicians. I mean, look at Riverdance, you know, the script, Ben Morrison. And, you know, they're very giving, generous people. I mean, I know all over the country there are parades tomorrow, but there are also books being given out all over the country in the name of St. Patrick, all over to people for free so that people can read Irish and Irish-American writers. So that's an example of how they celebrate St. Patrick's Day and how generous as a group this nation is.
Yeah, yeah,
and
absolutely.
That was the Best Buddy program by Eunice Kennedy, by the way.
Best Buddy. She did that, the Best Buddy, and the Special Olympics was huge, too, as well.
Oh, right.
You apparently are part of, are, you're, you're involved in, I was curious about this, I read a bio on you, where you were an active member of the Academy of American Poets. Wow. How are a lot of people writing poetry?
There are, Kate. There are. And, you know, that's another funny thing that they might not know about the Irish. I mean, I remember my sister-in-law, Patty, and I were getting into a little leprechaun mischief one year on St. Patrick's Day, and my mother-in-law said to us, "Oh, you two are like two tin cans rattling down the street." And I thought, my God, how poetic. What a great description.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big poetry festival all over the place, but in New York in April there's a huge creativity in the poet, and like Meryl Streep and famous Gabriel Byrne and Liam Neeson, they all come out and they read poetry in Lincoln Center. Poetry's booming.
Wow, that's cool. I think that's great. I mean, I think of older poets, and you certainly can go in bookstores and see that. And, of course, people are writing poems, but I didn't realize just how big, like, the Academy was when I was looking at that. That's very neat.
Yeah.
And you also, there's an Irish Arts Center in New York. What kind of things does the Irish Arts Center do?
Well, they do everything. Tomorrow is book day, and they give out free books to the five boroughs. Thousands upon thousands of books. They also, you know, host, you know, Irish Poetry Day, and they have all sorts of things. You should really look them up, everybody. Irish Arts Center in New York City. It's a great place in Hell's Kitchen that has artists of all stripes, all countries, and it is just a booming center. Great.
All right. We're hoping to take the show to Ireland eventually, maybe in the next year. It'd be fun. If you go back to Ireland, let me know. Maybe we'll coordinate that.
Oh, man, I'll go when you tell me to.
You
can be my fearless leader.
Yeah, we want to do shows from there and look up the old family history. My family's from Cork, and they're from Cork and Tullamore is the other place.
Oh, wow, very cool. Well, I know quite a few Irish people now from my Facebook, so you should probably friend me.
I will friend you.
Friend me, or I'll friend you, and then we can get the whole Irish community moving and rocking for you to come on over.
Absolutely.
You are the best.
I love that. And are you going to, now, for St. Patrick's Day, how are you celebrating? You're going to the parade, right?
I go, my uncle is in the police force, not to mention too many stereotypes here, but he plays the bagpipes in the parade, and so I realized recently he's not only a policeman, he is a musician, and our whole family always gets together, and we always have this huge turkey dinner. I mean, my grandma came from the north with nothing, but I remember my entire life, she came to my house with presents and a huge turkey. So my feeling about the Irish are they are very abundant people, and they're very giving. And I'm proud to be Irish every day of the year.
Yeah, I agree. I'm proud to be Irish, too. Deborah Henry, pick up her book. It's called The Whipping Club, Amazon.com.
It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com. Fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Coming up in our next segment on America Tonight, we're going to check the mail. A lot of you had a lot to say about Hamid Karzai, so you must have heard the comments during the day. President of Afghanistan, we've been talking about it the entire show, says pretty much get out of the country. Get back onto your bases, out of the villages. We don't need you anymore because we can defend ourselves. Oh, really? Bye-bye. Somebody tells you to get out of the country, you've been helping them this whole time, what do we need to get hit over the head with another brick? And unfortunately, more limbs, more people losing their lives, more tragedies for families and broken families that they have to deal with when soldiers come back half-wrecked because of various accidents and things that have happened and things that they've seen. So give me a break with that. Why stay? But this isn't new to me. I've been saying this all along. I never was completely on board in the first place, maybe in the very beginning, but certainly halfway through this, you knew what was happening, and it wasn't pretty. So here we go. Now there's an excuse. Hey, he tells us to get out of there. We're out of there. But I don't think it's going to happen. They're digging their heels in, they being the administration, and they are going to carry out what initially they set out to do, and that is turn Afghanistan around. We're going to stay here. We're going to do what we can to help these people get it right. And it's 2014. That's when we're leaving. Let's see if that changes. Some people are predicting attacks in the U.S., real attacks in the U.S. I hope they're wrong. Oh, I hope they're wrong. I lived through, as all of you did, 9/11, and it was horrific. It was terrible. Day after day after day, the sad, twisted, awful stories. It sticks with you, and especially being there in New York and seeing all of that and taking trains in and looking across the river and a hole in the sky, a hole in our hearts, terrible, with the World Trade Centers being taken down. You know, very popular and still is popular in New York and probably around the country, too. You can find these window stickers that say, "We'll never forget." And then it has the etching of the World Trade Centers. And a lot of trucks, a lot of people that drove trucks had those. And I thought, wow, I wonder how long it's going to take for people to forget. How many people have forgotten what happened on 9/11? I think a lot of people have forgotten. So will we have some horror show happen in the U.S. as a result of now what's happened in Afghanistan? Boy, I hope not. But I'm worried for the soldiers in that country. They need to leave. And families are on pins and needles every time they hear all this stuff. Pins and needles. Going to switch gears and take a left turn. It is driving that we're talking about. This is one of those things that you say to yourself, do I really want big government involved in this? Congress is trying to have restricted teen, you know, pass laws that restrict teenage driving. So the comparisons that are being made is 3 decades ago, Washington pushed states to raise the legal drinking age to 21 by threatening to withhold federal dollars for transportation if they didn't do it. So you don't want to do this, you're not getting the money. We know how that works. The carrot and the stick. Now they're trying to do the same thing and compel states to pass driving laws covering things from teen texting to minimum driving ages. Some of the provisions passed Wednesday in the Senate would push states to implement new rules, a 3-stage licensing process. Tell me what you think about this. A learner's permit, you remember those? Then an immediate one, and finally a driver's license. I think it's a way for them to make more money. We can make more money this way. The texting scares me to death. It does. I see it more and more, maybe because we're talking about it on the show, I'm more aware of it. But somebody texting while they're driving, going down a highway, is insanity. There's so many places to pull over. You pull over, you text. What are people texting to each other that is so interesting? Mind-blowing, that it's worth risking your life for. So I get the outrage over that. I get the feeling that, what can we do here? And the sponsor of the bill, Kristen Gillibrand, says a number of states fall short of the standards. 3 states don't have regulations for nighttime driving, and South Dakota gives unrestricted licenses to 16-year-olds. But other states would likely be compelled to raise the age where they offer a learner's permit. So I don't know. Should Congress really be jumping into teenagers driving? I mean, isn't that the responsibility of the parents to tell kids, first of all, that texting and driving doesn't mix? That makes sense. That makes sense. Whose car are you borrowing in the first place? Or who's getting you the car? How about that? So to have more rules on the books, I have to really chomp on that one. I have to. Because I also see the possibilities of just making more money on it. Getting people to go through the various steps. You have to do this first and then this and then this, and you have to pay this amount of money and then that amount of money. Yeah, I think it's for that reason alone, it's kind of weak. Let's put it that way. It's kind of weak, right? But they've taken the first hurdle, so it could pass. Boy, this is another one of these times where it makes me feel happy that I grew up in a different era. You mean we don't have to go through metal detectors when we go to school? We don't have to have cops roaming the hallway the entire time? And we can drive. We turn 17, we get our license, and we're driving. We're driving to school, we're riding with friends, and we're not worried about all these other fines and possibilities with the car. Because it's not as prevalent. I mean, there's obvious things, and there wasn't even the seatbelt wearing thing for most of us. So once again, better to be a kid now with all the technology and all the advances there, or better to be old school and not so much a technically savvy person, maybe technically challenged, but somebody who has spent more time with friends and family and drove and didn't have to have a 3-step process to getting approved for the license. Remember those cones when you had to maneuver your car in between the cones? I was worried about that. I did it, but it was tough. I remember it was stressful. It was tough to get around them. Definitely. Definitely. All right, a couple of other things, kind of a cleanup here. We've been talking a lot about the fact that the safe havens, hospitals, office places, churches, are no longer that because of somebody losing it going in and shooting. In this case, it wasn't about shooting. It was about stabbing in Columbus, Ohio, and there was no connection to the victims. So it's always that why question. 37-year-old John Mallett is charged with 4 counts of felonious assault in a Wednesday afternoon attack. He started in admissions and then moved on from there. So there was no link between the suspect and the building or the suspect and the victims. They say they're still investigating it, but they think it's just a random act. And the guy who they arrested has no record in Columbus and has been living with his aunt for the past month. Something must have set him in motion, though. So what was that something? It happens in the admissions office. 3 people are stabbed, and then everything spills onto the lobby after that. Oh, what a nightmare that would be. Oh, what a nightmare. 3 knives they found at the scene. 1 in the admissions office, 2 in the street where he was shot. Scary. At least these people didn't panic as much as they could have. When they found out what was happening, they tried to get out of the building as orderly as they can. I say as orderly as you can because you have to be a little bit flipped out by that. One can only imagine hearing that on the speakers about not leaving the office because there's a situation. There's a situation. You might want to think twice about meandering from the office. You might want to sit tight, close it, lock it, put a door up against it. That's scary. You know, I didn't think Mother Nature reared her ugly head, but I stand corrected. I just got this tweet from somebody. A bunch of houses were destroyed. Some others were damaged. A tornado touched down near Dexter, Michigan. And it's that familiar sight where part of the house looks like it's been crunched and the other looks okay. At least it's not completely flattened. And while that's going on, 7 people were injured in Kentucky with a roof collapse. And that wasn't pretty. But that wasn't pretty at all. At least it's non-life-threatening injuries anyway. When you can walk over to the hospital with your minor injuries, I'd say that's pretty good. So, damaged, destroyed walls, houses, anything that you can imagine that's in a house is just shredded, just reduced to rubble. One neighborhood, homes that are close by are damaged, but they're fine. Other side of the street, crumbling. Crumbling. Trees knocking things over. Expand your mind for a second and think about what that would be like. Plus, some of the same places we were talking about in Kentucky, for example, under severe thunderstorm and flash flood warnings. Whew. That'll make you think twice about what you're going to do. Oh, now when they hear tornadoes. Of course, they're not all serious, and some of them just kind of dissipate. But the risk associated with that, Just in time, coming up, we're going to check some mail. As I said, a lot of it focused on Afghanistan and Syria because, you've got 6 counties in what they call the Gulf Corporation Council, and they're going to close their Syrian embassies because it's just too violent there when thousands are dying a day and tanks are rolling through the street and just shooting. That's not good by anybody's standards. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You never get tired of the Bee Gees for our friends in Australia. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Happy St. Patty's Day to all of you. And this weekend is a big weekend. Parades, rivers will be turned green. A lot of green beer will be drunk. And a lot of people will be singing off-key, I think. Danny Boy. It's the one time people trot it out and say, have you ever heard Danny Boy? And then they start to sing a little bit of it and, of course, forget all the words. To me, the best thing, and I've been to the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York, it's the best, I think, bar none. But I think the best St. Patrick's Day celebration is in Savannah, Georgia. It's like you've been transported to Ireland. I can't explain it. It's very, very, very cool. 800-259-5791. You know how we roll here. We're mixing it up. It's kind of a free-for-all Friday, talking about Afghanistan. How about your gas woes? The president saying, oh, there is no agreement with the Brits to release strategic oil stocks. No, 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 no. Yeah, I bet. You wait and see where gas goes and what happens. Plus, Governor Rod Blagojevich from Illinois, the former governor anyway, gets 14 years. You already know that. He started serving in Denver. His prison number, 40892-424. And he's going to serve most of that. It's interesting. You think 14 years, and then you think of what child molesters and some other people get compared to the sentence of Blagojevich. I mean, really? That's where you just got to ask yourself, really? I mean, hey, Rod might have had that wink and a nod and tried to make some bucks. I don't know. But 14 years? Uh-huh. Speaking of Irish, Patrick Fitzgerald, the prosecutor there, he wanted to nail him to the wall, and guess what? He did. Dan is listening to us in Texas. You have the floor. Hey, Dan.
Top of the morning to you, Katie. Actually, it's the top of the evening to you.
Thank you.
You won't believe it, darling. I was looking at your picture the other day, and I cannot believe how much weight you've lost. You've really been following the program, haven't you, darling?
I have been, yes.
No Pinocchio's there, right?
No.
You're leaving the margaritas alone out then, yes.
Oh, yes, I'm being careful.
So what's going on in your world, baby?
Oh, well, I'm excited. St. Patrick's Day is always a lot of fun. It's a good time to cut loose, especially if it's on a Saturday. How great is that?
Oh, man, I tell you, we couldn't plan it any better than that. Us Germans are going to really have a lot of fun with that Irish thing.
Well, Germans and Irish get along well. I mean, the Germans have great celebrations, too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We invite them to Oktoberfest, and they invite us to St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, America is the perfect place to celebrate any of those because we have our own way of doing things. Listen, you touched on a few topics there. I don't mean to get too political here, but we've got a president that doesn't give a damn about anybody that's over there as long as his little, you know, what's covered. And he's just going to stretch this out and use it for any way that he can to get himself back into office and bowl America if that happens. And I don't think he's going to do it, and I'll tell you why. He has just pissed off too many people across this nation, and we are out to throw his butt out of the damn White House.
You know, and I hear that from a lot of people, Dan. Let's see if it really becomes a reality, because then the Democrats tell me, it's not going to happen.
Hey, so there's more of us than there is of them, Katie.
You know what? You're right. 60-40. 60% to 40, yeah.
They'd have to import all of Mexico, and you know, some of them can't find the DMV, so they'd have to bus them there. Anyway, that's enough of my little rant tonight, and I wish you nothing but the best. And I'll be calling you with the program we're going to do after the third hour.
All right, I like that. Thanks, Dan. And Dan is referring to the fact that we're doing a little March Madness. I have this, I'm staring at it right now. I have this wireless GPS to give away, and I would really love to give it away. We didn't get to do it during football season. Came so close, so close. So a couple of games. I'm going to throw out two games. Well, randomly, the computer will pick some of those Friday games. I'm assuming it's going to be Friday. That'll make it easier. It gives you more of a chance. And it's just like lottery numbers. You're just picking, you know, who's going to beat whom and what the final score is going to be. So let's say Virginia takes on Florida. That's a Friday game. And that should be exciting. It's afternoon. Two big schools and a big alumni base that's loud and proud, and it's being played in Omaha, Nebraska. I would say, so let's say we look at the Gators. Let's say if I was throwing out a guess and I'd say, I think the final score is going to be Gators 73-68, whatever. So Florida's my team. There's my number. And maybe I get it right, maybe I don't. But it's easy to take a stab at it. It's free. It's fun. Why not, right? You're driving home. You're in the garage. You're sitting there. You're sleepy. Oh, so sleepy. And then you hear me say, you could win a free wireless GPS. Your car would practically drive itself home. And you think, oh, I'm going to call that show because I want to crack at it. So you get that chance. In the third hour, in our next hour, you'll have the chance to weigh in there. Yeah, speaking of weighing in. You know, speaking of weighing in, it's interesting Dan brings that up. And I am on the Get in Shape. I am part of the Get in Shape Brigade. Because here's what happens. You play too much poker, you start to get that Buddha belly when you hang out with guys. Oh, just have another beer. You didn't eat anything all day. Have another beer. Have a few of these nachos. You haven't eaten anything. So what you do have to do is rearrange your thinking to those seven or six small meals. And you see all these, and a lot of guys are doing it now, too. Who knows what they're paying them, but Nutrisystem or whatever. Terry Bradshaw did a commercial I saw the other day and said he was so matter of fact, and it just caught my attention. My back was turned to the TV, and he looked good. I think he lost 35 pounds, something like that. And a few of the other people, like Coach Shula, the old coach of the Miami Dolphins, he dumped off a truckload of weight and used to do commercials for them. And so that's really become pretty popular. You don't see that too much with basketball players. It's all centers around football, because what happens when you eat the mountain of food that you're required to eat as you're playing football, and then you get out of football, and even if you're working out, oof, there's no way. I've never seen people eat so much food as to when I used to, and this isn't a name-dropping thing, but I used to cover the Cowboys, and we had a seat on their charter for a while. And so with flying with the Cowboys, the food that they ate was just shocking. But they're big linemen. So they'd have a giant bag of food, and then they'd be served food. And these were back in, you know, this was back in the days in the late 90s when you were talking about really beefy linemen like Nate Newton, like Larry Allen, really, really big guys. Now some of the teams, they're a little bit smaller, but this was pure poundage on the line, and that's what they do. They grinded people. They pounded them at the line of scrimmage, and then they get out of the game, and whew, it's got to be tough because you had to eat a lot of food for what you were doing. I mean, who knows, 6,000, 7,000 calories a day. So how do you go from that to, could you please eat 2,000? I mean, for them, it would be a little bit more. Let's say it was 2,300. How do you go from 7,000 calories to 2,300? Ooh, that'd be a little bit tough, I would think. A little bit tough. All right, sadly, we're going to end on this quick note out of Kabul. 13 people killed by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan on Thursday. What happened was a car had a homemade device, hit it as it traveled near a district outside of Kabul, and 9 children, 4 women were killed. The attack was blamed on the, quotes, enemies of Afghanistan. Makes you think, doesn't it?